Order like a champ at Raising Cane's. With tailgates of hand-battered chicken fingers and cane sauce and jugs of freshly made tea and lemonade, you can guarantee victory for every game day meal. Order online or on our app.
Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love. Go Tigers.
You can start saving and investing for your kids in the time it takes to make their lunch. Download the Acorns app, open an account in just 5 minutes, and give their money a chance to grow. Investment advisory services offered by Acorns Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to this edition of The Winning Bets. This is the show that gets you all the right numbers you need for the NFL. We're in week 8 of the 2023 NFL season. We're starting to get to the midway point now, but you still have time to get your numbers right for you to get what you need during the NFL season. And as always, when you're involved in sports betting, you have to remember there are three games that's always played: money line, point spread, and over-under total points. If you place a bet on the money line, remember that means you think the team you bet on will win the game. If they win, you win, no matter the score. Point spread, it requires the team you bet on to win by a specified margin, where money line does not. And you have over-under total points. This is the bet on whether the total points scored by both teams combined will be more or less than the numerical figure that's presented in the bet. So we have Team A versus Team B. If you decide to bet on Team B in the money line, and if Team B wins, remember, if the team wins, you win, no matter the score. Point spread requires the team you bet on to win by a specified margin, whereas money line does not. I'll give an example. Point spread, Team A versus Team B. You bet on Team B, and the point spread is 6 points. The final score? Team B 27, Team A 20. Team B wins by 7 points. Therefore, you do not win the bet because the point spread in the bet was 6. Team B wind up winning by 7. And then you have over-under total points. This is the bet on whether the total points scored by both teams combined will be more or less than the numerical figure presented in the bet. So let's say the over-under is 50. And you decide to bet on under 50 points. The final score would be Team B 27, Team A 24. 27 plus 24 equals 51. Guess what? You do not win the bet because you betted under 50 points. The final score is over 50 points. So that's how that works. So again, it's money line, point spread, and over under total points. And as always, remember, if you have a gambling problem, call 1-877-770-STOP. That's 1-877-770-7867. Or you call 1-800-522-4700. Again, we want people to play responsibly. We want people to gamble responsibly. And we want people to bet responsibly. We don't want people to do anything crazy. We want people to have discernment. We want people to have fun, but not at the expense of other people or getting people in trouble. Again, if you have a gambling problem, call 1-877-770-STOP. That's 1-877-770-7867 or call 1-800-522-4700. All right, let's do this. Now it's time for the numbers to get you winning for week 8 of the 2023 NFL season. And these numbers are provided by Caesars Sportsbook. So once again, our source for these numbers are courtesy of Caesars Sportsbook. Thursday night football, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers versus the Buffalo Bills. Point spread for Tampa Bay, +8.5. For Buffalo, -8.5. The money line for Tampa Bay is +328. For Buffalo, -430. The over-under total points is 42. The Atlanta Falcons take on the Tennessee Titans. Point spread for Atlanta, -2. For Tennessee, it's +2. The money line for Atlanta is -135. For Tennessee, it's +115. And the over-under total points is 36.5. The Jacksonville Jaguars taking on the Pittsburgh Steelers. Point spread for Jacksonville, -2.5. Point spread for Pittsburgh is +2.5. Money line for Jacksonville is -150. For Pittsburgh is +126. And the over-under total points is 42. The Los Angeles Rams take on the Dallas Cowboys. Point spread for the Rams is +6.5. Point spread for Dallas, -6.5. The money line for the Rams is +228. For Dallas is -285. And the over-under total points is 45.5. The New Orleans Saints take on the Indianapolis Colts. Point spread for New Orleans is +1. For Indianapolis, it's -1. Money line for New Orleans is +100. For Indianapolis, it's -120. And the over-under total points is 43.5. The Philadelphia Eagles take on the Washington Commanders. Point spread for Philadelphia is -6.5. For Washington, it's +6.5. Money line for Philadelphia is -292. For Washington, it's +235. And the over-under total points is 43.5. We have the Battle of New York. The New York Jets take on the New York Giants. Point spread for the Jets, -3. For the Giants, is +3. The money line for the Jets is -155. For the Giants, is +130. And the over-under total points is 36.5. The New England Patriots take on the Miami Dolphins. Point spread for New England, +9.5. For Miami, it's -9.5. Money line for New England is +360. For Miami, it's -480. And the over-under total points is 47. The Minnesota Vikings square off against the Green Bay Packers. For the point spread, this is going to be a pick. Both teams are at -110. The money line for Minnesota is -115. For Green Bay, it's -105. And the over-under total points is 43. We have the Houston Texans going up against the Carolina Panthers. For Houston, point spread, -3. For Carolina, it's +3. The money line for Houston is -160. For Carolina, it's +135. The over-under total points is 43. We have the Cleveland Browns going up against the Seattle Seahawks. The point spread for Cleveland is +3. For Seattle, it's -3. The money line for Cleveland is +140. For Seattle, it's -165. And the over-under total points is 40. The Cincinnati Bengals square off against the San Francisco 49ers. Point spread for Cincinnati is +5.5. For San Francisco, is -5.5. Money line for Cincinnati is +205. For San Francisco, is -250. And the over-under total points is 45. The Baltimore Ravens take on the Arizona Cardinals. Point spread for Baltimore, -8.5. For Arizona, it's +8.5. The money line for Baltimore is -420. And for Arizona, it's +320. The over-under total points is 44. The Kansas City Chiefs go up against the Denver Broncos. Point spread for Kansas City. For Denver, it's +8. The money line for Kansas City is -365. For Denver, it's +285, and the over-under total points is 46. Sunday Night Football, the Chicago Bears go up against the Los Angeles Chargers. Point spread for Chicago, it's the point spread for Chicago is +8.5. For the Los Angeles Chargers, it's -8.5. The money line for Chicago is +328. For the Chargers, it's -430. And the over-under total points is 46.5. Monday Night Football, the Las Vegas Raiders versus the Detroit Lions. Point spread for Las Vegas is +8. For Detroit, it's -8. Money line for Las Vegas is +320. For Detroit, it's -420. And the over-under total points is 45. And there you have it. Those are your winning numbers for Week 8 of the 2023 NFL season. So again, the three games that you can play in sports betting are money line, point spread, and over under total points. Money line, again, if you place a bet on the money line, that means you think the team you bet on will win the game. If they win, you win, no matter the score. Point spread, it requires the team you bet on to win by a specified margin, whereas money line does not. And the over-under total points is a bet on whether the total points scored by both teams combined will be more or less than the numerical figure presented in the bet. So again, if you have a gambling problem, call 1-877-770-STOP. That's 1-877-770-7867. Or call 1-800-522-4700. Again, if you have a gambling problem, call 1-877-770-7867. 1-877-770-STOP. That's 1-877-770-7867. Or call 1-800-522-4700. Again, we want people to play responsibly. We want people to bet responsibly. We want people to gamble responsibly. So use discernment, use discretion, and remember, have fun, but be safe and be responsible. And that's going to do it for this edition of The Winning Bets. And until next time, everybody, I'm Ed Robinson, saying so long, and you take care.
Constant Contact's marketing tools and technology make it easier than ever to drive big results for your small business. From list growth and email to SMS and social media, it's all powered by advanced automation and AI capabilities that help you grow your business more effectively. Plus, we've got the reporting you need to see what's working and what's not, so you can adjust along the way. Constant Contact is the digital marketing solution you need to keep up, excel, and grow. Try it for free today at ConstantContact.com.